This segment is proudly brought to you by Capital A.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.
ومن انت علينا بتوحيدك وعبادتك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام أسبغ على عباده النعم الجسام والهبات العظام وأمرهم ببر الوالدين وصلة الأرحام وجعله سببا لغفران الذنوب والآثام وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له القدوس السلام وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للأنام صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان ما تعاقبت الليالي والأيام أما بعد فأوصيكم أيها الناس ونفسي بتقوى الله فأوصيكم أيها الناس ونفسي بتقوى الله فمن رام الخير والصلاح وقصد الظفر والنجاح وأراد الفوز والفلاح فليجعل التقوى زاده والإحسان دربه ومنهاجه إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون عباد الله إن من محاسن الإسلام ومن فضائله العظام ومن أعظم ما يتقرب به إلى الملك العلام بر الوالدين فهو عبادة من أسمى العبادات وطاعة من أجل الطاعات وهو من شمائل الأنبياء وشيم الأصفياء وخصال الأتقياء به تنال الرحمة والرضوان وتستجلب البركة والغفران أعلى الله قدره ورفع مكانته وشأنه فقرن ذكر الوالدين بذكره وحقهما بحقه وشكرهما بشكره تكريما لهما وتعظيما لقدرهما وتحفيزا على الإحسان إليهما فقال جل من قائل عليما وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. وقال تعالى: واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: رضا الرب في رضا الوالدين، رضا الرب في رضا الوالدين، وسخط الرب في سخطهما. رواه الطبراني. أيها المسلمون، إن بر الوالدين أمر إلهي وتوجيه نبوي وغير خاف على كل مسلم عاقل، لزوم حق المنعم، ولا منعم بعد الله على العبد كالوالدين، فهما أحق الناس بالبر والوفاء والإحسان والعطاء. قال جل وعلا: ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا، حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. وقد أطلق الله الأمر بالإحسان للوالدين وعممه في الآية ليتناول كل بر وإحسان، ويشمل كل امتنان وعرفان، وليجعل للوالدين الحظ الأعلى والنصيب الأوفى من حسن المصاحبة وجميل المعاملة ورعاية الحقوق واجتناب العقوق. ولم يأتي في القرآن وصف للقول بالكريم، ولم يأتي في القرآن وصف للقول بالكريم إلا في قوله تعالى: وقل لهما قولا كريما. ومن محاسن الإسلام وكماله أنه أمر ببر الوالدين ومصاحبتهما بالمعروف حتى في حال كفرهما. والبركة والغفران. قال تعالى: وإن جاهداك على أن ورفع مكانته وشأنه. فقرن ذكر الوالدين بذكره، وحقهما بحقه، وشكرهما بشكره، تكريما لهما وتعظيما لقدرهما وتحفيزا على الإحسان إليهما. فقال جل من قائل عليما: وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا. وقال تعالى: واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: رضا الرب في رضا الوالدين، رضا الرب في رضا الوالدين، وسخط الرب في سخطهما. رواه الطبراني. أيها المسلمون، إن بر الوالدين أمر إلهي وتوجيه نبوي وغير خاف على كل مسلم عاقل، لزوم حق المنعم، ولا منعم بعد الله على العبد كالوالدين، فهما أحق الناس بالبر والوفاء والإحسان والعطاء. قال جل وعلا: ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانا، حملته أمه كرها ووضعته كرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. وقد أطلق الله الأمر بالإحسان للوالدين وعممه في الآية ليتناول كل بر وإحسان، ويشمل كل امتنان وعرفان، وليجعل للوالدين الحظ الأعلى والنصيب الأوفى من حسن المصاحبة وجميل المعاملة ورعاية الحقوق واجتناب العقوق. ولم يأتي في القرآن وصف للقول بالكريم، ولم يأتي في القرآن وصف للقول بالكريم إلا في قوله تعالى وقل لهما قولا كريما. ومن محاسن الإسلام وكماله أنه أمر ببر الوالدين ومصاحبتهما بالمعروف حتى في حال كفرهما. قال تعالى وإن جاهداك على أن تشرك بي ما ليس لك به علم فلا تطعهما وصاحبهما في الدنيا معروفا. ألا وإن من أعظم الحرمان وأشد مظاهر الخذلان أن يجالس المرء الأصحاب ويسامر الأحباب فينتقي لهم من الحديث أعذبه ومن الأدب أرفعه ولا يصنع مثل ذلك مع والديه. وهذا لعمر الله من أقبح الخصال وأرذل الفعال. إخوة الإيمان، إن بر الوالدين من أحب الطاعات إلى رب البريات. فعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أحب إلى الله تعالى؟ قال الصلاة على وقتها. قلت ثم أي؟ قال بر الوالدين. الحديث متفق عليه. والوالدان هما أولى الناس بحسن الصحبة. فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال من أحق الناس بحسن صحابتي؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال ثم أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال ثم أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال ثم أبوك. رواه البخاري. كما أن بر الوالدين سبب للبسط في العمر والأجال والبركة في الرزق والأموال. فعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب أن يمد له في عمره وأن يزاد له في رزقه فليبر والديه وليصل رحمه. أخرجه أحمد. وبر الوالدين من أسباب قبول التوبة ومغفرة الذنوب. فعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل فقال يا رسول الله إني أذنبت ذنبا كبيرا فهل لي من توبة؟ فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألك والدان؟ قال لا. قال فلك خالة؟ قال نعم. قال فبرها إذن. رواه أحمد والترمذي. والبر من أسباب إجابة الدعاء. فعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يأتي عليكم أويس بن عامر مع أمداد أهل اليمن من مراد ثم من قرن كان به برص فبرأ منه إلا موضع درهم. له والدة هو بها بر، لو أقسم على الله لأبره. فإن استطعت أن يستغفر لك فافعل، فاستغفر لي. فاستغفر له. رواه مسلم. أيها الناس، ألا وإن مما يعين العبد على بر والديه أن يستحضر جميل صنعهما وسابغ عطائهما وعظيم إحسانهما وصدق سعيهما وجميل صبرهما في تربيته ورعايته، وأن يتذكر أنه موقوف بين يدي الله وأنه مسؤول عن هذا الحق العظيم. وقد جمع الله بين الأمرين في قوله تعالى ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. واعلموا رحمكم الله، واعلموا رحمكم الله أن صور البر بالوالدين كثيرة، وطرق الإحسان إليهما وفيرة، ومنها محبتهما وتوقيرهما، ورحمتهما وخفض الجناح لهما، والرفق معهما، والاستغفار والدعاء لهما، وقضاء حوائجهما، والإنفاق عليهما، وإسعادهما، وإدخال السرور عليهما، واجتناب ما يسوءهما. أيها المؤمنون، ويتأكد هذا الحق العظيم، ويتأكد هذا الحق العظيم للوالدين حال كبرهما وضعف قوتهما وقلة حيلتهما، فمقام الإحسان حينئذ يكون أكبر، وحاجتهما للبر أكبر، وحاجتهما للبر أكثر. قال تعالى: إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف، فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما، وقل لهما قولا كريما، واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة، واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة، وقل رب ارحمهما، وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: رغم أنف ثم رغم أنف ثم رغم أنف، قيل: من يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أدرك أبوي عند الكبر أحدهما أو كليهما فلم يدخل الجنة. رواه مسلم. واعلموا رحمكم الله، واعلموا رحمكم الله أن بر الوالدين لا ينقطع أن بر الوالدين لا ينقطع بوفاتهما أو وفاة أحدهما، بل يبقى باب البر مفتوحا ومجال الإحسان إليهما مفسوحا، وذلك بالإكثار من الدعاء والاستغفار لهما، والصدقة عنهما، وإنفاذ وصيتهما، وأداء دينهما، وأداء دينهما، وصلة رحمهما، وإكرام صديقهما. فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عنه عمله إلا من ثلاثة: إلا من صدقة جارية، أو علم ينتفع به، أو ولد صالح يدعو له. رواه مسلم. عباد الله، بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن والسنة، ونفعني وإياكم بما فيهما من الآيات والحكمة. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، أيها الناس، أيها الناس، إن من أكبر الكبائر وأعظم الرذائل عقوق الوالدين. فعن أبي بكرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر؟ قلنا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: الإشراك بالله وعقوق الوالدين. متفق عليه. ألا وإن صور العقوق أكثر من أن تحصى، وأنواعه أوسع من أن تستقصى، من رفع صوت وتعنيف، وتقطيب وجه وتأفيف، وعدم التوقير والاحترام، والإغلاظ لهما في الكلام، والاستخفاف بدمعة الوالدين، وتلويث سمعة الأبوين واستفزازهما باقتراف المنكرات وإهمال الواجبات والاستهزاء بما هم عليه من الأعراف والعادات إلى غير ذلك من مظاهر الجحود والنكران وسوء الأدب والكفران. فمن عق والديه فمرده إلى الخسران ومآله إلى الحرمان، وكما يدين المرء يدان. ومن أحسن برهما أحسن الله إليه وفاز بالرضوان. قال الرحيم الرحمن: وهل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان؟ عباد الله، هذا وصلوا وسلموا على صفوة الخلق أجمعين وسيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، فقد قال عز من قائل عليم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. فاللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على رسولك الأمين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة الراشدين وعن الصحابة أجمعين والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بعفوك وجودك وإحسانك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، واحم حوزة الدين، واجعل هذا البلد آمناً مطمئناً رخاءً وسائر بلاد المسلمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفق إمامنا، اللهم وفق إمامنا وولي أمرنا خادم الحرمين الشريفين وولي عهده لكل ما تحب وترضى، ووفقهما وأعوانهما لكل ما فيه صلاح للبلاد والعباد وعز وتمكين للإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم وفق ولاة أمور المسلمين لكل ما تحب وترضى. اللهم احفظ وانصر رجال أمننا، اللهم احفظ وانصر رجال أمننا وجنودنا على ثغورنا، وكلهم عونا ونصيرا ومؤيدا وظهيرا. اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين، واقض الدين عن المدينين، واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم اللهم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، وخص منهم الآباء والأمهات وارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا. اللهم كل إخواننا في فلسطين وارزقهم أمناً وأماناً وسلاماً واطمئناناً. اللهم احفظ المسجد الأقصى واجعله شامخاً عزيزاً إلى يوم الدين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت، أنت الغني ونحن الفقراء، أنزل علينا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم أغثنا غيثا هنيئا مريئا، سحا غدقا طبقا، نافعا غير ضار، عاجلا غير آجل، تحيي به البلاد وتغيث به العباد وتجعله بلاغا للحاضر والباد. اللهم سقيا رحمة لا سقيا عذاب ولا بلاء ولا هدم ولا غرق. اللهم إنا نستغفرك إنك كنت غفارا، فأرسل السماء علينا مدرارا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, is the 23rd of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95-99% of the cities and countries of the world. Today's khutbah was rendered by Sheikh Yasir Dawsari, and the topic was Birrul Walidain, to do good to one's parents. But before we go to that, let me speak about what happened yesterday in a bit of detail so everybody should know what the story is. The apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, now are sending the Palestinians to various parts of the world. There is a pastor, a white guy, and his name is Pastor Nigel. And to be honest, he helped the Palestinians yesterday a lot, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala reward him, Allah Ta'ala guide him, and bring him into Islam as well. He was crying today also, and yesterday when he did his interview on the various radio stations and so forth. So what had happened, that 3 weeks ago, 176 Palestinians came into the country, and they in different places already. And yesterday, so according to the report, so about 160 of them came. So 130 came inside, and they will be applying for refugee status and so forth. The other 23, 25, whatever it is, so they said they will go to other countries. So that was their choice, okay? Now the question arises is this, which airline brought them here to South Africa yesterday? So that airline that brought them is known as Lyft. And remember, they go as global airlines. So you should know this much. Global and Lyft are considered, they belong to the same company and are an umbrella company, right? So now he, Pastor Nigel, says that these guys, it is seems like that they are working in cahoots with the Israeli regime. And they are now, ethnic cleansing is taking place. And now they are kicking out the Palestinians from there. And now this is the second time Lyft has brought people into South Africa and so forth. So we as Muslims and people of other religions and people of justice should be contacting Lyft, the global company, whatever it is, and tell them that how is this possible and so forth. And maybe our lawyers, our legal eagles, I also will get in touch with them. We should tell the South African government that, you know what, you need to check these guys' license, and if they are doing this, then maybe their license should be revoked and so forth and so on. How can they be part of the genocide and so forth and so on? So there are many, many implications here. So that's one. There are certain people, whether we agree with them, don't agree with them on certain issues, that's a separate issue. But on this issue here, we have to thank them. One is President Cyril Ramaphosa. That these guys wanted yesterday's plane to go back to Nairobi, but he intervened and he said that no, let them come in and so forth. So we thank the President for that. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman playing a pivotal role, so we have to thank him. And those of you who want to contribute, you contact him. All the numbers are out and all the addresses are out and so forth. Naeem Jina also played a very important role. And then our Zahir, you understand, Zain Dengo, so he also played an important role. And some sisters also, all might Allah, Jalla Allah, reward all of them. Now they are in our country. So we as Muslims, day and night we are praying for Gaza. Here we have 130 and previously 170. So that's 300 Palestinians here. So every one of us can play a pivotal role. Remember, we make dua for them. We grant them assistance. The chutlas, haramis, the swine, the pigs, the monkeys and donkeys and dogs. All these words are used for them. They stole everything of theirs. They just left them with their passports and documents, whatever they had, and everything else they stole. So basically, they just got the clothing on their body and so forth. Some of them came with babies and children. One lady is pregnant, and they had to wait in that Lyft airline for 12 hours. Imagine that on the tarmac. Now imagine you with your wife, with your children, and there's hardly any toilets there. What they did, they allowed the passengers to disembark, go to the bathroom toilet, and come back into the plane. So who the hell allows all this with lift and so forth? So we have to take them to the cleaners, remember this. They can't come and mess us around in South Africa. Remember that South Africa is not some apartheid of the past, and it's not some Jewish people. That's why we're very proud of South Africa, and especially the ANC and our sister, Naledi Pandor, a Muslim named Naila Pandor, that they took them to the ICJ and so forth and so on. So we should know all our facts, and you must know every day, tell the Jutla in their face, you are guilty of GG, Gaza genocide, and no Trump can help you, nobody can help you, because you are a cursed nation, and Almighty Allah has said in the Noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ, that Allah will continuously punish them till the day of justice with the worst, worst punishment. Similarly, they had to stay in that plane for 12 hours. There's no food, nothing to drink, because why? That they have limited amounts and so forth. So this was another abuse of their rights, you must remember this type of things. So we need to make a big noise about it, get our lawyers, legal eagles, everybody involved, and don't let these jutlas get away with it. They must know if we stand together, we can shake them up, remember that, and so forth and so on. So make dua, inshallah, that we find good homes for them. And another thing is, maybe, 2-3 warnings here I'm giving, maybe some organizations will be collecting money in the name of Palestine. You must see their body with their faith, right, to know that are they a genuine organization or a fly-by-night, because people just collect in the name of Palestine and people give, and this type of things, and you must be very careful to whom you give the money to, you know, the zakat and illah and so forth. So remember that so far we say give a gift of the givers, and whoever else you know, you got the track record and so forth. So that's one. Two is, remember, we must try and get a home. That for all of them, Muslim houses. You understand? A Muslim house, a Muslim home. It will be an indictment upon us, the Muslims of South Africa. Imagine if they have to go settle in a church or go settle by a Christian, non-Muslim person or a Jutla or whoever and so forth, maybe out of the goodness of his heart. So maybe they want to do it, but remember we should not allow it. We must worry about the Iman and Islam and all that 2 years. What 2 years? 70 years, 80 years, they're going through all this oppression, perpetration and suppression and so forth. So everyone should try and play our role. So my advice to you, you contact Dr. Imtiaz and his entire team and so forth and so on. And the Palestinians, you know, what they go as Palestinians? What is the PSC? So that you must remember that Palestinian community, whatever they are. So you contact these guys there, you see, who are very active and so forth and so on. And inshallah, that they will go forward in that. And we must continue making dua for Sudan as well. We can't just be focused on one country and forget everybody else. Remember that. So we have to know about Sudan also, that the genocide taking place there. And in between this here, Palestine one side, Sudan one side, you've got the Sisi. You've got the fellow Harami, Burton, Munafik there, and he's busy arresting the Qaris and the ulama who are reading there in the in their big great museum, and they read the verses of the Pharaoh, so they arrest them and so forth. So that is our so-called Muslim countries and Arab countries. So we must be abreast with what is happening and so forth and so on. Otherwise, in our youth, remember, this is a topic that they should be loving and they should be more interested in that what is happening currently. And our ulama also, you can't just be speaking about tawaf and you own all the time. So Jummah Khutbah today, you should address the public and tell them that this is what happened under our noses yesterday and so forth. مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ أَهْلَ زَمَانِهِ فَوَجَاهِلُ. The fuqaha and the jurors have written that if you don't know what is happening in your time, you don't know current affairs, then actually you are a fool and a jahil and an ignorant person. You see what the fuqaha and the great jurors, they wrote about this time on this topic here. Let's start with our translation now, inshallah. So Yasin, those three prays for Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, declare the faith and send every one of us must have the quality of taqwa. And what taqwa? Inna Allah ma'al ladina taqaw wal ladina hum muhsinun. So Allah Ta'ala's help, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, all it will descend on those people who have taqwa. True piety, Allah consciousness, and وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, and they are those people, remember, that they fulfill their duty with beauty. So that is what we should learn and what we should fulfill. Remember, that is the hukukullah and hukukul ibad, the rights of all, Majdi Allah, Jalla Wala, and the rights of creation at the same time. So that is also very, very important and so forth. So he said, see how Allah Ta'ala addresses this issue in various places. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِلَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانِ. That Allah has decreed you should not be worshipping anybody, but worship Him alone. Therefore we don't make ruku, sajda to anybody, anything, and bowing down and prostrating except to Him, Almighty Allah, and do good unto your parents. And then in front of Allah, Ta'ala says, إِمَّا يَبْلُوْتَكَ أَحَدُوْمَا أَوْ كِبَرَ أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If one of them or both of them reach old age, فَنَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا هُمْ. Don't tell them a word that will hurt their feelings and so forth. Sometimes they are difficult, they are senile. You must still continue making their khidmah and serving them. You must still respect them and love them. And they are your parents, remember them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Speak to them in a respectful manner. He says this is the only place in the Quran Allah Ta'ala is telling us, therefore human beings, that we must speak to them in a very honorable manner and so forth and so on. Today we're flying with our degrees, we're flying with our wealth and assets. وَقْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Of the mercy and compassion, that what you must do is that you must lower your wings of mercy and of humility for your parents and cry to Allah daily. Waqul, chapter 17, verse 24, Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Oh, beloved Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents. As you nurture, as they nurtured me, as they coached me, and they trained me while I was so a baby and a toddler and so young and so forth, with love they did for them there. So that is what we should be learning. That Quran that he speaks about, that we must do good to our parents. And Quran Kareem says, Adishkululi waliwalide. You must do grateful to me, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and be grateful to your parents also. Imagine Islam is so magnanimous that even if your parents are not Muslim, you embrace Islam, still you can't go there and insult them and sway them and abuse them. وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا. Mingle and associate with them with justice and equity and respect. Obviously, you don't be obedient to them in harassing. And try to all make Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah, give them hidayah, give them Islam and so forth. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith mentioned in Mishkan Sharif, Muftadi Ahmad, various compilations. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ridal Rab, hey Ridal Walidain. If you are to please all make Allah, then you have to please your parents as well. So please your parents and then please your parents, and then inshallah you will please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember that Sukhat al-Rab, and if you want that Allah Ta'ala be displeased with you, then remember that who? That for you displease your parents as well. So each one of us should realize that what we must do, that we have to be good to our parents and take their duas and love them and so forth. So remember that our mother has a special name. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of her. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ قُرْهُ وَوَضَعَتُ قُرْهَا. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ وَهَدَنْ عَلَى وَهْدٍ. That when she carried us, the gestation pregnancy, that her feet were getting swollen, she was getting weaker and weaker. And then when she gave birth, remember, with so much difficulty, labor pain, it was a matter of life and death. Mentioned in Al-Adab al-Fukhra by Imam Bukhari, Rahimahullah, Sahaba came and asked, أنا أحب بحسن صحبتي يا رسول الله. That who is more deserving, that I will make their fitment and serve them. مصطفى رحمة للعالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ثم أمك. Your mother, then your father. So imagine that. So that is what we should do. Today people complain, there's no barakah in their life and so forth. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith mentioned there in Akustad Ahmad Tabarani, they tell you, bar your walidain, do good to your parents for your sin, rahimahum, and join family ties. Allah will give you abundant risk and increase your provision and sustenance. You see that? So we should all do this. A person committed a major sin. He gave the call to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulallah, I committed this sin. The master, he said, I've asked him, are your parents alive? He said, no. Nabi, he said, no. Mustafa, Allah, some asked him, your hala, your masi, your mother's sister is alive? He said, yeah. He said, go ahead, do good for her. Al-khala to be manzilat in both. The hala, the masi, the paternal auntie is very, very similar to the mother also. And the father's brother, the poor pastor brood. And our kaka, our chacha, the sinful abi. He takes the place of the father. So we should show them utmost respect and so forth. Remember this land of Israel. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba about one tabi'i. In our technical jargon, you call it Mukhadrameen. Mukhadrameen are not Sahaba, they're not tabi'i. They are those Muslims who were there in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But for some reason or the other, they could not meet Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was he, Uwais bin Amir al-Qarni radiallahu anhu, and Najashi, you see the one here in Habasha, in Ethiopia. The technical term is, they're not Sahaba, they're not Tabi'in, they are Kufat Rameen. Living in the time of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muslims, but they could not meet the Master, alayhi salam, but Allah elevated their rank. This is authentic hadith. Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told Sayyidina Umar in Sahaba, that if you meet Uwais, then tell him he must make dua for you. He must make dua, istighfar for you, because his rank is so high. He made so much fitma and service for his mother. He did not become a sahabi, he was there in Yemen. So, aqsama ala Allah ila barrahu. If he took qasam of all, may Allah, Allah will fulfill his most dimension. And he had leprosy. And the leprosy, they had the signs and all that were decreasing, all that. Why? Because you must remember that when it started decreasing, there was just a small portion there. So he's from Yemen, makes it part of his peril. Every year when the people came from Yemen, said, the Umar used to ask them, is he wasted? He said, no. Lo and behold, the one year he said, yes. Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu arda. The second greatest person to walk on the earth after the prophets and messengers of him, salatu salam, go to him, so we say for him, radiallahu anhu, because the master, alayhi salatu salam, praised him so much, so remember, he said, bring power for me. He said, you feel what we need, and you're asking me, that he related the entire story and event, an episode to him, what Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said. So therefore, we want our parents, so they are so special that we must love them, we must show respect to them, and we got, they got the rights over us even after their demise. We have to make dua for them. Remember, رَبَّنَا فِي لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُمُ الْإِسْلَامِ. He didn't say that, but I'm telling you that those of you, the son, your father, mother passed away with the Iman Islam, so man dara qabra abawayhi aw ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah ghufira lahu wa kutiba ma'a. The hadith in Bayhaqi and Mishkan Sharif. You and the sons, go to your father, mother's grave. Both of them or one of them on a Friday, you'll be forgiven, and Allah will record your name among the pious sons. You the daughter, the women folk, and dwarf of the house, and Allah Jalla wala will elevate your rank. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Mustafa, the last one said, Rahima Anku, that the person must go rub his nose in the sand. Rahima Anku, that the person must go, meaning is a dua against that person, thrice the master, praise the Lord, say. They said, who, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person, his parents are alive and they're old and yet he could not enter Jannah. So Allah ta'ala curses such a person. Well, how unfortunate such a person is. So you must be protected with your father's friends, you, the women, with your mother's friends, and pay their debts, make dua for them, and so forth. When a person passes away, hadith in Abu Dawood and various compilations, Musnad Ahmad, is amat al-insan in fatah maluhu, that the actions are exhausted and finished, illa min talat, except because of three. One, sadaqatun jariyah, you build masjid, or you put up, you must remember, you know, madrasa or something like that is recurring charity. You left the legacy of knowledge, so now people are benefiting from the knowledge. Or you left children that are 5 years, or spiritual children, your students. So inshallah, they make dua for you, the teacher. So in that way, they, Allah will forgive our parents and the Ummah and Muslimah. We completed, concluded the khutbah on that note. Second khutbah, after praising Almighty Allah, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah unabbiukum bi akbar al-kabair, but I don't inform you of the worst type of sins that a person can commit, the heinous crimes. The Sahaba said, why not teach us, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Master alayhi wa sallam said, al-ishraku billah. People who commit shirk, ascribe, associate somebody, something to Almighty Allah, wa hukukul walidain. And then, disobedient to one's parents, disrespect, shouting them, screaming at them, and putting your face at them, not wanting to spend for them. And then one sign, he didn't mention it, but he just gave Allah put it in my head now. In the Qadi Sharif, you the husband, وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَقْحَهُمْهُ. He will be so obedient to his wife, but disobedient to his mother. What good are you? You did a good threshing, if you ask me, that you got no time for your mother and so forth. Continue doing good and good and good for your parents and your mother especially. Allah will take good from you, because Allah says, "Bal jazaa'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan." When you do ihsan, Allah will give you ihsan also. Then he read the Nurul Sharif, he made dua for Palestine, he made dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. They're facing a huge problem there in Saudi. Yesterday they had Salat for rain, Salat for Istisqa everywhere, Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwarah, Jeddah, Riyadh, Amman, and Agil and Qasim, and all these places, remember? So in the ending he read the Hadith, Imam Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma avidna, Allahumma avidna, Allahumma avidna. Ya Allah, send your rain, send your rain. So in one rain, emptiness, your qurtat bin shaitan, close all your cinemas, close all your bikini beaches, stop all your musical extravaganza, cancel all your World Cup filters, and then Allah's mercy will come. The more haram you do, the more conditions will be negative. Remember that Allah Jalla Wala has a system as well. And when we continue with vices, then halal conditions will change as well. And remember, you should make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives Ahu and people, you understand, of Mabrur and Amanat Tawfiq to pay all the Amanat and all what they owe the people. So that dua also we all should make. And another dua we should make is for the people, the Rohingya Muslims in Burma, the Sudanese people who are suffering, and not only Palestine, and all the countries, and in our country as well. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala keep us under His aman and safety. And all of you who want to go for Umrah and Hajj, then remember, contact your agents and ask them how the nusuk will work and so forth. But in the meantime, you keep on reading Surah 2, chapter number 2, verse 128. And that is warina manasikana wa tumalina innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Oh beloved Allah, then show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, and that is Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Madinah Munawwarah, al-Kamina, so inshallah. Then forgive us, Ya Allah, we are sinners, transgressors. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. You are all forgiving, Ya Allah, and you love, we make tawbah, you accept it. So we thank all our directors of Sirius FM and of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the Capital Group, Haji Mufti Ikhlas and his team, Brother Muhammad Khan, our Bhuti Ghani in Ukhis, and our Dai brothers in Durban, and the Ulama Mon Ahmed Dokran, and Mon Abdul Aziz Ahmad, our Mon Salim Kareem, our Mon Musa Akuji, and I thank my brother Ahmed Abdi. He takes me, first of my life I'm going to this masjid, Masjidul Umma. They say that I think, how old is masjid? About 1 year old, you see. So first time I'm coming there. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala make it easy. The Palestinian solidarity committee, whatever. So we contact them also, the all actors with these things there, and contact out the India and all of them, let us play an active role, inshallah, and we must try and ensure that our children from Palestine and wherever they come from, they don't get lost, because in such environment, people take them here and there, and they got Iman, they lose the Iman sometimes, Allah forbid. So we should ensure our Iman remains intact and we pass away with Iman and Islam. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أرزقتنا وأعطيتنا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تلق منهم أحدا اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يؤمنونك يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا يا أكرم الأكرمين أكرمنا يا خير الرازقين ارزقنا فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن تغتال من تحتنا اللهم اجدد وأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وهنديين وألمانيين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اطهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے يا الله ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے يا الله خاتمہ بالخير نصیب فرما دیجئے يا الله حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کی سفارش نصیب فرما دیجئے يا الله ہم کا دیدار نصیب فرما دیجئے قیامت کے روز يا رب العالمين يا الله guide our youth يا الله guide our mothers and sisters يا الله guide us the men يا الله يا الله have mercy on our Palestinians wherever they are in South Africa in the Gaza in the West Bank in all parts of the world in the diaspora they are there let them go back to their homeland and destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime that you trust يا رب العالمين إنك على كل شيء قدير قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين Few announcements quickly. Next up, inshallah, will be the 40 durood and salawat. Then 25 past 12, inshallah, will be the adhan. And thereafter, the lecture from Masjid al-Ummah, it will be live on Markaz Sahaba, inshallah. And between 4 and 5 will be Qari Hanif Rahimahullah's lecture, Jummah ki Fazilat, the virtues of Jummah. May Allah for myself and Haji Ahmed Abdi becoming nearer to the masjid here now. Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us for his deed, make our Fatima on Iman, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala accept us all for his deed. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.